Hello, 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 ladies. It is day six of Success Factor. Whoop, whoop. Today I'm recording in the car because if you know me, you know this is one of my all-time favourite places to record because it's in flow and it's how I love and adore being in the flow. And this is what the conversation is all about today. It is about being in the flow of your success and what that looks like and the signs that you are in flow. And I'm also going to ask you, and I will remind you in the notes as well, just tomorrow is going to be a laser coaching day. That means you need to drop in at some point today your questions that you want to have answered. So there'll be some bits in there that I want you to celebrate also today. So I want you to drop in the group celebrations. There'll be some questions underneath this about, you know, what it is we're celebrating, what we're observing, what we're aware of. And in a separate message with the title, make sure you add this if you want your question answered. Question put at the beginning before you write out what it is. So don't write them together. Don't write your celebrations with the questions. Make sure they're separate, please. So just be really aware of that. So that A, you're not mixing the frequency. Really important. When I see messages and I receive personal messages, and I'm really aware not to answer them there because it's I want you to put them inside the group because there's always a benefit for everybody. You should always celebrate together. You should always share together. And also we're not in a one-to-one container. So this is a group container, so it's really important. But when people send me personal messages, it's really interesting when I see the flow. One of the gifts, talents, capacity that I have as a projector, as the way that I'm designed, is that I see the flow of what is going on in your energy in the words that you are writing. And so it's very, very clear to me when it's like there is a flow and then there is a very big bonk. You are stopping the flow. You suddenly shift into a lower frequency, into a heavier frequency, into something that's going, it's flowing, and then it's not flowing, all right? And it's very clear to me in the words that you use, but also the energy behind it. So you can start with a message that's saying, I'm celebrating this, or this has really happened, and this is really amazing. And then you'll find that maybe you suddenly say, but this is happening. And that brings us up to 2 points, okay? So for today, what we're talking about, success and the yeah, but. So success flow, when you are aligning with your own success, when the energy is moving through you, as we've talked about, freely, you will start to see manifestations on the outside. And the first manifestations, you will always feel good. That is the first manifestation that you are in alignment with your own success factor. Number two, it then appears to you externally, and it will always appear through nature as the first physical external sign. So you will see that, you'll see things like butterflies, you'll see that animals are drawn to you, wild animals are drawn to you, okay? Dogs will be drawn to you, not just your household pet, but being, this is why it's so important to not stay, you know, shut up in your house. If you want to see the world moving around you in your success flow and start to see that you are in alignment, you must get out and about. You must get into the flow of living and not hiding away inside your house or your small little world. For success to happen, you have to widen your field. You have to change your routines. You have to be willing to shake things up, to see things differently. But the first signs, yeah, will always be that if you do that, you will see. So you'll feel good. You'll feel inspirations to go places. So that's always follow that because that's telling you you're going to meet something. And number three, then you'll start to see animals, nature. You'll start to feel a reciprocity flow going on. So you'll feel this sense of, oh, this is good, this is coming, this is going, I'm being met. It will fill your heart. It is the law of reciprocity. The next level that happens is human beings, people. It starts to be that people will gift you, love you, reach reach out to you, call you. They'll tell you, you know, they've been thinking of you. They'll start coming towards you. Now, if you are getting yourself stuck in a yeah, but pattern, you will see this happen. And then, or you'll restrict yourself so you don't see the world outside of maybe your household, your partner or your child, or this limited space. And so you limit yourself that you can't receive anymore. But if you go out into the world, if you allow yourself to flow out into the world, you will meet people. Everything from meeting someone at Costa to meeting someone dropped in here, you know, meeting them at the dentist, to being out and about. It doesn't have to be big and brash, and, you know, it doesn't have to be wild and bold. It can be, but it doesn't have to be. It's just about getting yourself out into the world and living, yeah? But breaking up your routine, putting yourself in places, but being open to seeing where it starts to become people smiling at you, talking to you, engaging with you, reaching out to you. If you find yourself just looking out onto social media and hoping they're going to come through that way, again, you're limiting yourself. When you free yourself up to the open flow, you will notice that things free up again on things like social media, like for your business, etc. So people are a very important next phase, and it's through people that you manifest money. Money flows through people. So if you have a problem with allowing people to flow and come into your life and not be restrictive or dependent on one person to give you money, or this client to give you money, or this space to give you money, or only one way of it coming through a job, or you know, no, you're not allowing for any magical ways that the universe can show up. And it could come through people or representations of people, like the government and the, you know, the tax office and insurance and all the companies that are made up by people. Yeah. But people is the bracket between it flowing naturally often and you receiving because you have an issue around people. And that is a deeper subject for a different day. But I want you to understand that those are the phases of flow and what you can do about it. And notice, when we've talked about pressure and pleasure, where is those points that you feel like you are in pleasure and in flow? And the moment you go, yeah, but. So that will often be, as I said, around people. Or when you're writing out your celebrations, notice when you are writing out and notice when you start to say, yeah, but, in any form, that you start to say, this was really, really, really great, but I can't seem to get blah, blah, blah. This is really, really great, but it's not good enough in some form. Yeah, but is the most well-known psychological break that you can do. Every therapist knows this game. It is the biggest sign, and I'm sure you know it deeply, not for yourself, but also when you do it to other people, if they've done it to you, where you've tried to give advice to somebody and they may physically say the words, yeah, but, or they may energetically do something. And you guys could do it in here quite easily, where you've said, I really, really want to be in this program. I really want to learn. I've paid up. But the yeah, but is the moment that you disengage. You don't actually want to change. You don't actually want to do the exercises. You don't actually want to have it different with your partner. You don't actually want to receive. This is called resistance. And this is the yeah, but. Yeah, 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 yeah. I'm really into this. So the flow, and then the but is like a big fat eraser, is what we call it in therapy. A big fat eraser that basically says, I've said yes, 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 and now I'm going to erase everything I've said with a big fat eraser but. Notice where you do this. This is where you flip from into pressure and pain. And it's the, I'm really wanting to hold on to my pain. Now, interestingly, this morning, I've been with my best friend. As I said, I've been sharing that we went to this amazing chocolate making workshop with my best friend and my favorite kid in the entire world, her son, who's the equivalent of my nephew, basically. And my best friend is living with cancer. She has, this has been going on for 10 years. She is going through another round of treatment, but at the moment, she's living with cancer. She lives a wonderful, wonderful life. And today she is unfortunately getting some results, but it could be positive results. It could be anything. But what I notice with her, and we have, you know, conversations about this, is because of the fear, she can fall into playing yes, but quite wonderfully. And she did it this morning. We did an exercise, and we were doing my hugging exercise just to help her soothe her nervous system. And she's totally open to it. But what she did was this moment where the emotions, the energy started to shift in her body, and she could start to feel better because of the emotional flow. So the moment your body, your nervous system calms down, it releases the energy. So you start to move into flow, and it needs to flow out of you. And that was the first moment when she went into yes, but, because she wanted to hold on to the shit leaving her body. That is another version of yes, but. Where, and I explained to her, what you're doing is you're not wanting to take a shit. You're literally not wanting to let the toxins leave your body, the emotions leave your body. It's the fear that I won't, if I let go, there won't be more. But the truth is, and she knows this now, as she's, you know, she's experienced healing from me and stuff like that, but she understands on a chemical level of understanding that her body needs to let go for the energy to flow, for it to heal. She gets that. You understand that. We've talked about circuitry. But we all have patterns where the fear of letting go to the flow, hear this, the fear of letting go to the flow is where we put up a yes, but. So we try to control other people. We try to control ourselves. We try to control the energy. We try to control, and that is where we stop the flow. And so therefore, money can't flow, wealth can't flow, people can't give you stuff, because then you block it. You block it, the big yes, but. So again, this is a shift. All of this comes down to self-awareness. Nothing in here, by the way. I could give you a million tools. I could give you all the insights and all of my energy and all of the wisdom that I have been doing this for a very fucking long time, but also as a projector. I can give it all to you, but nothing is going to change. Nothing is going to change until you take ownership, embodiment, lean into this, and challenge your own yes, buts. That's it. And if you truly, truly do want to have this change of your own success flow, for money to flow, for material to flow, for people to flow, for your life to get richer, to get rich, sexy and free, if you really, really do want that, and you want to step out of the work, work, work at it, the only thing that's going to make this biggest shift is that you challenge your yes, but, your resistance, when you choose to then stay in, just like my friend did. For that moment, she really wanted to hold on to the energy, hold on to the shit, hold on to the past. And I said to her, you've just got to let it go. You've got to let it out of your body so your body can do what your body does. Your body is perfectly designed for your success. It's perfectly designed. Yeah. And it's not my job to fight with you, because it's not my job for you to fight with you either. Yeah. So I'm just reflecting back for you to decide and choose how you want to move forward in each moment. Okay, in each moment. Now, we have an opportunity tomorrow to do the laser coaching. So as you go through today or tomorrow morning, to drop in your questions. The questions can be there if you want to leave it until tomorrow. The questions, I will only be answering the questions tomorrow. It's a laser coaching day. So please make sure that if you're on a different time frame to me, that you make sure it's in and available for my time frame, my time in the UK. I will not be answering it the following day. This is a laser coaching day, and that's where my boundaries sit. So it's really important that you put those questions in there for laser coaching. And I don't mind if you do it as a short voice message, and I don't mind it if you do it as a written message, so that you can see for yourself. But what I really encourage you to do is, whether you write it or whether you listen to it, before you share it with me, okay, or write it out and then put the awareness that you've just go, ha, I recognize I did my own yes but there. Yeah, but I do ask you to very much do not write your celebrations in the same message, all right, so that you can really separate that energy. So we want to see and celebrate, where have you been in flow? Yes, where have you been in flow? Where have you been in pleasure, in enjoying, in unfolding, in heart open, wide open. I mean, yesterday's exercise of Delulu and the exercise the day before of gratitude, the 33 elements of gratitude, all these things should be wide and opening your heart. And it's quite normal to then have some resistance come up. But it's what you do with it what's going to be the path. All right? So noticing and celebrating, how has it felt to do that? Celebrating the activities that you've been doing. The ahas, the sharing, be celebrated in here. Yeah? Write it in a way so that other people can celebrate you too. It's so important that we celebrate ourselves, but also allow ourselves to be seen in celebration. And I really want to celebrate and give you confidence to continue understanding and moving into your success factor. Because we have more to understand about the power centers, but these exercises are designed perfectly. The next thing is, of course, is then to write out your questions. All right? So I'm so excited to hear your celebrations. I shall write the list out as well. I've given you a bonus today around money that I was talking about yesterday on my new TikTok. Woohoo! And I'm looking forward to doing the laser coaching tomorrow. So give me something to do. You know, use my wisdom, my knowledge, and my deep ability to see where you are blocking the flow. But as a projector, I have to be invited. So if you want it, put it out there. I will not reach out to you. I will not give you stuff unless you ask. All right. It's very, very important for my own personal success factor that I do not give unless invited. All right. So you're in this space. I know you want to be here, but I'm asking you specifically about what it is you want to know. So the rest of my day is I'm going off to go for a wild swim. I'm currently in Sussex. Having seen my friend, I've now left. And I'm off to go and have a swim, and I'm doing my favorite thing, which is driving and exploring, and then I will be heading back. So yeah, very exciting, wonderful day, sending you much love. I look forward to hearing how it has been regarding you doing your 33 things that you're grateful about yourself. I hope that was glorious. I hope you've really played with the Delulu. I had loved that myself. My brain's been going nuts regarding brilliant ideas. I played with my friend about it. We've talked about holidays we want to go on. We've been dreaming big. I also had a wonderful insight for myself about how I want to create my bigger portfolio of properties and how they sit with me in creating beautiful homes for people. So that's been really glorious as well. So I'm loving it. I hope you're loving it. And I will speak to you soon.